Today we're going to talk about food just a little bit, and we can talk about some other things too. But we're not going to take up very much time because I don't talk very much. Okay. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." God actually commands us not to fear or worry. And it says, fear not, at least or more, 80 times in the Bible. So you think that God probably knows that we're going to have an issue with fearing. And, you know, when we get into a fear atmosphere, not only does it take away our peace, it can take away victories in your life. And we're going to talk a little bit about doors. God shuts the door. Actually, I've never found it in the Bible where it says when one door opens, closes, the other one does. Anyway, what we need to talk about is when doors shut, or when God does that, there's usually a reason behind that. Number one, it could be just because God wants something better for you. You know, we're so wrapped up in what we have, we don't want to give things up, and we don't want to do this, and we don't do that. God will sometimes, because he knows what's the very best for you, he will close the door, but not to be reopened, okay? So once that door is closed, just know that it's there. And he wants to prepare you for something that's to come. Okay, the second thing that God may shut a door for, he's putting a hedge of protection around you. So many times that we got into precarious situations where we thought, oh, this is good, I'm doing what the right thing is, and it's not. I know he puts protection around us, and we need to pray every day that a prayer of protection around us and our family. Now, that doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen, okay? It just means that we need to use what we have, the tools that we have, a hedge of protection around us. And that may be why he closed the door, because he knows that something would have harmed us. The last thing is, sometimes he just shuts the door because he tells us, you know what, it's time to move on. Let's get on with it. It's time to move on. I think he's done that with me lately a lot. Because I keep wanting to open that door and go, but, when David would, you know, and he's just going, move on, girl, move on down the road. And it's hard, but we all have something that we're going through. So either he's trying to prepare you for something good, he's either trying to protect you from something, or he wants you to move on, or maybe there's some kind of new direction in your life that he wants you to take. God has his purposes and his plans, and he always has the best for us. But once we enter into that fear and that worry, then we're already giving ground, and I don't even like to say to the devil, because flesh will come over faster than anything. I think when we blame so much on the devil that it actually gives him some kind of attention that I don't think we need to give him. He does not have to have power over us. So if there's things in your life that maybe you're trying to hang on to that door that's on the left over there, just imagine that God's doing it for the real reason that he loves you. And he does not want you to fret or worry. It does no good at all. My dad was the biggest worrier ward there ever was. And I guess that's where I got it from. He went, Prissy, quit worrying about it. And I went, really? You're telling me to quit worrying when you worry endlessly? We get fever blisters. We get headaches and sick in our stomach. But it doesn't do any good. We have to have the faith to know that God's got something better for us. Okay? So we can't fear of what's going to happen in the future. I know some of us, we're looking for new places to live. We're looking for new people in our lives, new relationships, new things that God wants you to do. It's scary sometimes, and sometimes our health can really make us scary. You know, if you think, oh, what would happen if, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just like Larry and Linda was going through, what's going to happen if I have to go to work? Who's going to watch Linda? Because she has to have help with private things, and he needed to be there. And I know if y'all listened 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was saying, it really looks like I'm going to have to go back to work. But see, God worked it out. And I'm sure he would say that, you know, it's just one of those times we just got to trust God. Just trust him. Because he wants the very best for us. So hopefully that door is shut about him ever having to go to work again and that he can be there for Linda. So we have to be aware of what's going on. We've got to be aware that God loves us, and no matter what you're going through right now, he has a purpose and a plan. Even in death, he has a purpose and plan. We just got to trust him, but he doesn't want us to have fear. We don't need to be around, oh, I'm God's warrior. Oh, I'm so scared of what's going to happen. My house is going to go away. Oh, my electricity is going to be cut off. Oh, I don't have groceries. Oh, blah, blah, blah. What kind of Christian are we out there representing God's glory to his people if God's army is always falling down and worrying and fretting? We got to know while we're here to show God's glory through us. And let me tell you, there's been times recently that I have not done that. And I ask y'all to forgive me. I'm not going to go into detail. But I just felt like I was spiraling down and drowning. And when you can either get closer to God or you get a little angry at times and you don't like your situation. But always take for God. Always do that. Always go to God. Don't go the other way because there's nothing good there. Nothing. Nothing good there. You got to be with God in order to get through stuff. You can ask Ruth and Kathy as many losses as they've had. I mean, all of us in here have had many losses. And if we didn't have God, how in the world would we get through it? So that's what I wanted to talk about. When I